Welcome back to Yang Daily. I'll be your host, Alex Cheney, bringing you all the Yang news you need to live your life right. We've got UBI news, we've got pandemic news, Georgia Senate race news, stimulus, and drama, all in one episode. That's what I'm bringing to the table today. It'll need to last you since I'll be taking the next couple of days off to figure out if we can get some ad revenue flowing. We've got a few great patrons doing what they can, but unfortunately the vast majority of our daily listeners have not joined them, and I've already allowed my savings to go below where I intended to call it quits. First the election, and now the extended election, leave me feeling compelled to continue, but I really am at the end of the rope here, so it's do or die time. If I can run some ads, then we might be able to keep it going. We'll see. Of course, if the rest of our listeners can pitch in just a couple dollars a month, that would do the job ad-free. If you're listening on the regular, there's no way it's not worth less than a coffee a month to you, right? On that note, shout out to our Tier 3 patrons, Peter Park and Shay Meehan, as well as all our other patrons. Thank you so much for supporting this content. All right, on to the news. No point burying the lead, all the buzz in the Yang Gang community today is around former MSNBC producer Arianna Pecori, who resigned from her position earlier this year in a protest of the way MSNBC and other media have become such ardent gatekeepers on what gets reported. Pecori is the next guest on Yang Speaks, and in response to Scott's posting of the Yang Media Blackout database on the Twitter post announcing it, Pecori dropped a bomb confirming that higher-ups had indeed intentionally ordered that Andrew be excluded from coverage. Her statement was, quote, "Actually, I just reviewed my journal. On 4/25/19, I was told that we were never to pursue Andrew for an interview on our show, along with several others. The list of candidates was dictated, but the reasons for allowing them or not were not explained," end quote. This comes, of course, as no surprise to the Yang Gang. There was no other explanation for the consistent and blatant exclusion of Yang, not just from discussion, but from graphics that were supposed to show all of the candidates, and from polling lists that he was bumped out of without explanation. It happened on pretty much every station, but MSNBC was the worst offender. In case you've forgotten or missed the travesty of the Yang Media Blackout, you can catch up on old times in the video link below or by perusing Scott's database of Yang exclusions and slights by the media. Or there's also an article on it. Whatever your medium, it's been immortalized. Probably even some songs about it. It took the Yang Gang and Yang himself into a cold war with MSNBC for a time, with Yang publicly accusing them and the gang attacking their revenue through shaming ad sponsors. Even the Bernie camp and other progressive candidates and their followers who had received similar treatment from the media joined in. Despite already knowing, Pecori's statement was the first insider confirmation of the blackout and has reignited the Yang Gang's outrage anew. Not sure how long it'll run for, but the gang is currently trending hashtag MSNBC whistleblower. It's important to remember that this is not just about Yang. When the media controls the narrative around what candidates are viable, much less what candidates are even running, it perverts our democracy. Most voters still get their political knowledge from cable news, believing that they are getting unbiased facts. This proves how far from the truth that is, and it needs to be addressed. This is exactly the sort of behavior that has driven people away from mainstream news and into the clutches of even less scrupulous propaganda networks. It's fundamental to the self-implosion of our country. And on that note, Larry Diamond, a fellow at the Hoover Institute and Stanford's Freeman Spogli Institute, wrote an article that provides big-picture analysis of the American democratic system and concludes that ranked choice voting is likely the master reform that can lift us out of our partisan stalemate. That is because it is both a transformational reform that makes others much more achievable, and because it's one that is feasible to get done without Congress as a first step. If Democrats cannot win the Senate to pass campaign finance reform, then I would have to agree that RCV is probably the best option for getting the ball rolling, though it will be a long, slow roll through the states that I fear we may not have time for. Diamond also agrees with us on pretty much everything else. On the topic of the economic deprivation driving radicalization in politics and the Democratic Party's need for a uniting platform, he says, quote, "Unless and until Democrats can find a language and program that speak to rural, working class, and less educated whites, that offer real hope of a better economic future and empathy and respect for them as individuals, the Democratic Party will be hard-pressed to forge a new political majority. End quote. Sound like any policy you know? Maybe they should ask that Yang guy who got the Trumpers behind him. He seems to have a clue. Speaking of, Yang will be having a sit-down with Unfinished Live, hosted by Vivian Schiller, to talk about tech and creating a Department of the Attention Economy, among other things. You can RSVP to the event to ask live questions at the link below. It will take place November 24th at 7 p.m. Eastern. The vote in Georgia has officially gone to Biden by a margin small enough that they have to grant Trump his requested recount at the taxpayers' expense, no less. It doesn't matter that flipping Georgia, even if it did happen, would not help him. He will do anything he can to delay. Biden has apparently finally joined the fight for stimulus. I don't know that he'll have much power to move the Republicans. Really, he can probably only ask Pelosi to settle for a small stimulus that McConnell might accept, but it sounds like he's currently pushing for the full $2 trillion package. I wouldn't expect much to come from it. At some point, McConnell will likely bring them down to just more small business loans and some UI bonus, maybe another check. He'll likely want them to agree to local immunity for employers to get it as well. We really need him out of power. The Center for Welfare Reform conducted a meta-study of UBI's effect on health. Spoilers, it's good. Probably nothing you haven't heard by now, but another piece of evidence and another expert endorsement never hurts. Throw it on the pile. Namibia is fighting for a $500 nationwide UBI, and they have a petition that you can help with no matter where you live. Namibia has been the site of some of the best UBI pilot data. Nobody's done a nationwide pilot yet. Why not start there? Link below. If you missed Income Movement's quarterly State of the Movement meeting, discussing how to get recurring stimulus into the first 100 days agenda of the Biden administration, you'll find the recording in the links. We got some good news on the COVID front. A recent robust study has found that despite COVID antibodies lasting for as little as a few months, other immune responses to the virus have lasted longer, providing most infected people with long-lasting immunity that the data suggests may last for years. It's not consistent for everyone. A small minority lose their defenses to reinfection quickly, but most do not, and there have been very few repeat infections. This should make getting the virus under control far more manageable. The Republican candidate for the Senate in Georgia, Kelly Loeffler, tested positive for COVID today. She's also denying it because, I don't know, I guess truth is anathema to the neoconservative religion. Following in her idol's footsteps in catching it right before the election, it seems. Funny how these people who scorn masks and other pandemic mitigation efforts keep catching the virus. And on that note, Win Both Seats, the nonprofit for donations to the 16 community organizers in Georgia, just got a matching grant, meaning the next $25,000 in donations will be doubled. If you've been waiting for the right time, this is it. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Let the news stations know that they will take a hit to their pocketbook if they put their thumb on the scale of our democracy again. Do what you can to promote voting reform in your state and city. Let Biden know that monthly stimulus checks are the best compromise. Check out the quarterly meeting. Sign the UBI petition. Double your donation with Win Both Seats. Don't forget to put in your half hour a day of phone banking or text banking to support the efforts in Georgia. If you need help, consult Humanity Forward, the Income Movement Aid Database, the Mission Asset Fund, or United Way. And don't forget to Yang Daily.